All right, Shabbosai, good morning, a good night. We have the great Zuchus today to begin Meseches Harius. Our shir this morning is dedicated for the month by Paul and Kathy Pollack in memory of Solom Floret Pollack, Sarah Bas Avram and Shmuel Ben Zechariah. May their neshamas have an aliyah in the family in Nechama. And by the Leibowitz Mishpacha in memory of Michael's aunt, Nechama Bas Harav Avi Ezri Avram. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her Nisham will have an aliyah in the family in Nechama. So let's begin. A very beautiful and exciting Masechta. The truth is, we're going to be dabbling a bit, just for 14 blot in Karbanos. Right? 14 blot is the length of the Masechta. So we're going to be dealing a little bit with Karbanos. And also, we just want to give you proper perspective. Sometimes when we go ahead and we see Sugis of Karbanos, so we tend to tune out a little bit because, again, 2,000 years, we haven't had a frame of reference with Karbanos, but it's important to understand the same reason why we're so makbid to say Karbanos every single morning, to recite mamish all the Karbanos, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Shama Parim Svaseinu, ultimately, again, just even through a recitation of Karbanos, one has the ability, as if one is being makriv of the Karbanos. So when we learn Maseches Harius, we learn about these Karbanos, ultimately, again, there's a kiyum. Now, the truth is, these happen to deal with sin offerings. So we're going to try, you know, we don't want the actualization, but the idea is that when you learn about Karbanos, not much you have, like, you're holding in it. And when you're holding in Karbanos, you get to feel a little bit of the Beis Hamikdash, you get to feel a little bit of Mashiach, and that's the frame of reference with which we have to approach this particular Masechta. The ability to delve into Karbanos gives us the ability, at least for a little bit of time, to be able to dwell within the confines of the Beis Hamikdash, and to be able to begin this journey on the Yom Tov of Pesach, when historically, again, there's a mitzvah, Aliyah L'Regel, when every single Jew is supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. If we can't be there ultimately with our bodies, then Emir Tashem will get to experience a little bit with our souls. And with that, let's begin Daf Beis Meseches Harius. Horu Beis Din. So we'll say the beginning of the Masechta is going to be focusing on the halachos of if Beis Din goes ahead and delivers an erroneous ruling. So we're going to be dealing with a number of different scenarios in this particular context. So horu Beis Din la'avor al achas mikol mitzvos ha'amuros batorah. So let's say Beis Din goes ahead and delivers an erroneous ruling, which leads someone, an individual, goes ahead and acts on their ruling. And as a result, so Rashi points out to Rikigon, Sharu Chelev Odam Mut. Let's say Beis Din paskins that Chelev, which is forbidden fat, or blood, is mutter. And as a result, Vahalach Yachid Va'asa Shogig Apiyem. And let's say then an individual goes ahead and acts upon their ruling. So someone hears the psak of the Beis Din. About saying, now, there are many things we're going to have to clarify. Which Beis Din are we speaking about? Right? Again, how many people are actively acting upon this ruling? But for our purposes right now, we'll just read the Mishnah straight. So Beis Din made a mistake in ruling. I will say also one more piece of qualifying information. We're talking about over here that Beis Din made a mistake regarding something that technically is punishable by kares. That's why, again, Rashi uses examples of dam or chelev, which could be potentially punishable by kares. So Beis Din Mamish makes a mistake, says something that is aser, is really mutter, and an individual goes along and what? Acts upon their ruling. Whether Beis Din also followed their own ruling, and this individual followed along with them, or whether Beis Din acted upon their own ruling, and then this individual mimicked it afterwards, or whether, again, Beis Din never actually followed their own ruling, but this individual did so, what's the halacha? Pater. It will say, Pater refers to who? Pater refers to the individual. So this individual has committed an inadvertent infraction. This individual who has committed an avera b'shogeg is pater. Why? B'bnei shetala b'beis din. Because Rabbi say ultimately, again, see, the chiddush of Rabbi say is what? Is that normally there's liability for shogeg as well, right? If you go and you do something b'shogeg, I go ahead and accidentally am mechal Shabbos. There's still liability for that. I bring a korban chatas for that. In this case, what the Mishnah is telling me is there is no personal liability. Why? Because it will say, in this case over here, the reason why I'm doing what I did is because I'm following the psak halacha of Beis Din. Even though it turned out that Beis Din was dramatically incorrect, because I was acting upon their guidance, therefore I am parted from any personal liability. Horu Beisdin. But let's listen to this next case. So let's say same thing. Beisdin goes ahead and issues an erroneous ruling. Right? They're matir or something that under normal circumstances would be punishable by Karis. And what happens? The Yada Echad Mehen Shetau. One of the members of the Beisdin realizes that what? The collective made a mistake. The Beisdin, remember again, we're going to get into a lot of the mechanisms of Beisdin as well. It's actually very exciting. So we will see that, let's say one of the members of Beisdin realizes that they are delivering a mistaken ruling. Oh, Talmud v'huray l'hora. Or I will say what happens. Or a Talmud v'huray l'hora, which we'll discuss what this means, but a Talmud, a student who himself is fit to deliver Pesach Halacha, v'halach v'asa apihen. And I will say, so what's this case? This case over here is where, let's say, same thing. Beisdin went ahead and delivered a mistaken ruling. They permitted something that was normally punishable by Karis. They said it was mutter. Amongst the people there that hear this ruling is a member of the Beisdin who knows that Beisdin is wrong. Or is a Talmud Chacham who is not a member of the Beisdin, but what? Knows. He's capable of delivering Pesach Halacha. He knows that they're wrong. But what does he do? He nevertheless follows their Pesach Halacha. So we'll say this is an interesting case. So this individual, again, knows that what the Beisdin paskind is wrong. But yet he still follows the Pesach of the Beisdin. He acts on their ruling. So what's the Halacha? Bein sha'asa va'asim, asu va'asimahan. So I'll say whether the Beisdin acted upon their own ruling, and this individual followed suit, bein sha'asu va'asach rehen, or whether ultimately again, they Beisdin acted and this individual followed after them. In other words, in the first scenario, this simultaneity, he's acting along with them. In the second part, he's acting after them. Bein shalo asu va'asa, or whether Beisdin didn't act upon their own ruling at all, but this individual did. Hare zeh chayiv. Ultimately, again, this individual is chayiv. We'll say, why? Shelo tala beBeisdin. We'll say, see, what's the difference in this case and the previous case? In the previous case, talking about a stam individual. Stam individual assumes that what? If Beisdin says it's okay, then what? Then it's okay. So if he goes ahead and acts upon the psak of the Beisdin, and it turns out that Beisdin was incorrect, this individual has no personal liability. In case number two, this is a member of the Beisdin, or a Talmud Chacham who is capable of rendering Pesach Halacha, who realizes that Beisdin is incorrect. Beisdin is incorrect. But what does he do? He goes ahead and he follows their Pesach Wairabosai. Well, if it's good enough for Beisdin, good enough for me. But he knows deep down, that, not even so deep down, he knows that it's incorrect. So the Halacha is if he goes ahead and he acts upon this erroneous Pesach, he will be chayiv a carbon for his infraction. Zaklau, this is the principle. Katola ba'atzmo chayiv, batola ba'beizdin pater. But at the end of the day, if you act of your own volition, you will be chayiv. If you act just solely on the psak halacha of beizdin, you will be pater. Says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Li'olam ein beizdin chayovin, ad shiyomru lahen mutarim atem. So as Shmuel comes along and says that first of all, Beisdin is only chayiv a psak halacha. Now we'll say, let's analyze this. The Mishnah is teaching me this halacha vis-a-vis personal liability. So what the Mishnah just told me is, if Beisdin delivers an erroneous ruling and I go ahead and rely on that ruling, so I will be pater. If the Talmud Chacham who knows better relies on that ruling, the Talmud Chacham will be chayiv. The Gemara says as follows. Shmuel says, the olam ein Beisdin chayovin, Beisdin is only chayiv, if ad shiomer lahen mutarim atem. Only if Beisdin explicitly says that this particular thing is mutter. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Le'olam and Beisdin chayovin. So Rashi points out the Gemara is switching gears just a little bit. Ki asu hakal orubo apihem kilomar bein leman damar Beisdin mevi'in par bein leman damar tzibur mevi'in par v'lo Beisdin le'olam lo havi gemar hora de lechayiv karbon le gabi yachad lehavi tol beBeisdin. We'll listen to this. So Rashi just pointing out over here, there's another scenario. We're going to discuss two different cases. Case number one is where you have a majority of the tzipor who relied on Beisdin's psak and therefore did something wrong based on the psak of Beisdin. We're going to discuss. That's called par ha'alam davar min tzibor. We'll get to that in tomorrow's Mishnah. There's also a situation where you have a minority of the population who acted upon the psak Beis Din, the psak of Beis Din. We'll say in that case, again, there's not really a communal offering that's brought. There's just personal exemption. So Shmuel is saying, either way, Beis Din will only be chayiv if what? At Shomer Lahen Mutarim Atem. They have to explicitly say, Beis Din has to explicitly say, that this particular act is mutter. So for example, there's only going to be personal exemption if Beis Din Mamish says it's mutter to eat blood, or it's mutter to eat this chilev, just borrowing Rashi's example. Rav Di Min Arda Amar, at Shiyomer Lahem Mutarim Atem La'asos. Rav Dimi comes along and says, it's not just enough for Beis Din to say mutter, but rather what? Beis Din has to say mutter la'asos. It is permitted for you to act in the following way. So in other words, we'll say, Rav Dimi is taking it a step further. To say mutter is not enough, they have to what? They have to say mutter la'asos. It is permitted for you to act in this way. So my time, so the Gemara says, what's the reason for Rav Dimi? Lefish lo nigmar ahora. Because Rav Dimi holds that Beis Din's psak Rabosai is not complete if they just say mutter, but rather they have to say mutter la'asos. It is permitted for you to act in a particular way. Amr Abai, Afanar Nami Tanino. So Abai says, the truth is, we've learned this elsewhere as well. Chazra li'iro, shana b'limei kider, shalimeid, pater. We'll say this is by the Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is a sage who refuses to yield to the majority opinion of the Sanhedrin, or of his Beis Din. And what happens, says the Gemara, if after hearing the Psak Halach of the Sanhedrin Agadol, he goes back to his town, shana v'limeit, kider shalimeit, if he goes ahead and he still learns the way that he learned before, even before the Beis Din rendered its Psak, pater. Ultimately, again, it's going to be pater. The Zakin Mamre will be pater. However, hora lasos, but if the Zakin Mamre actually instructs people to follow his erroneous ruling, then what? Then chayav. So also, what do you see from here? You see from here that just going ahead and learning a particular way, it does not create liability. What creates liability? When you go ahead and you learn and you instruct. So the Zakin Mamre will only be chayav for his rebellion against Beis Din when he learns and he instructs people to follow him. Similarly, Beis Din will only be chayiv for the erroneous psak halacha when what? When they learn and they instruct. And by the way, when they instruct also, that's where there'll be personal exemption. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Afana Namitanina, Rabbi Abba brings another ayah to this, Horu la Beis Din lihinase. But say this is talking about where a woman's husband went missing. And what happens? Eid Echad shows up and says, we saw the husband died. Beis Din then gives her the heter to get remarried. So the Gemara says, now we'll say, what happens? What happens? After they give her the heter to get remarried, husband comes back. So we'll say, so now what happens in the interim? So let's say after Beis Din gave her heter to get remarried, v'halcha v'kilkala. Ultimately, again, she goes ahead and she engages in an inappropriate relationship. She doesn't get remarried, she just engages in an act of immorality. So what's the halacha? Chayeves b'karban. But it says she'll be chayeves b'karban. Why? Shelo etiru la ela lihinase. Because they only permitted her ultimately again to what? To get remarried, not to engage in any kind of immorality. Interestingly enough, if she goes and gets remarried, she'll be pater. Why? Because she was acting on the volition of Beis Din. If, on the other hand, she goes in and she engages in some type of illicit relationship, she will have personal liability, because that is not what the heter of Beis Din was for. But also, this is just another raya, that ultimately, again, Beis Din is only chayav for their ruling when? Not only when they paskin, but when they instruct people to comply with their ruling. Amar Ravina, af anan nami tanina, haya Beis Din, horu Beis Din, excuse me, la'avar al achas mikometos ha'amuros batora. So if Beis Din went ahead, Horu, Rabosai. Horu means what? They don't only go ahead and articulate the halacha, but they say that ultimately their halacha could be relied upon for actual practice. Sulamidi. And what the Gemara says, there is nothing more to discuss about this. So we'll say, essentially what the Gemara says is, we accept this qualification of Rav Dimi, and when does Beis Din, or I should say, for our purposes, when is a person freed from personal liability? If they act based on the psak halacha of Beis Din, if Beis Din didn't only paskin, but what? Horu. Beis Din said you should rely, or you can rely, ultimately on our psak halacha. See, Ikedami, there's a different version of this. Amar Shmuel, Ein bezin chayavin ad shiomur lahen mutarim atem la'asos. So we'll say this version, Shmuel says, in this version we'll say, all we're doing is we're switching the names. We're switching Shmuel with Rav Dimi. So in this version, Shmuel is the one who says that bezin is only chayiv until ultimately, only when they instruct the populace, mutarim atem la'asos, that you are permitted ultimately again to act based on our psak halacha. Rav Dimi min arda amar, afilu mutarim atem. Rav Dimi says, even if Bezin doesn't say la'asos, even if they don't give the explicit instruction that you could paskin, that you could act based on their halacha, but rather again they just say mutarim atem, nigmar ahora, then ultimately again the psak Bezin is complete. Amar Abaye says, is that true? Vaha lo tanan hachi, but we did not learn this. So we'll say again, this is the same version of the previous discussion, just the names are switched. So the Gemara says, so Abaye says, we didn't learn like this. After we learned by Zakin Mamre, Chazra le'iro v'shana oli made, k'derach shali made pater. If the Zakin Mamre comes back to his town and he simply learns as he learned before, then what's that? So pater, ultimately, it'll be pater, hora lasos, but if he instructs others to follow his psak halacha, then what? Chayiv. So I'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that Zaki Mamre is only chayiv when, ultimately, if he instructs others to follow his psak halacha. So we see over here that paskening a straight way is not enough to create liability, but rather it's paskening and what? And instructing others to follow your psak. Am Rabbi Abba, v'halo t'narachi. For the Rabbi Abba says, Shmuel, we don't paskin like you. Heichi horu le, excuse me, I'm sorry, Rav Dimi, we don't paskin like you. Hachi horu le bezin li nase. That's differently. V'halo t'narachi, horu le bezin li nase. If bezin permitted the woman to get remarried, based on the testimony of one witness. And what happens? V'halcha v'kilkala, and she goes in and she engages in an illicit relationship. Chayeves be'karban. Ultimately, again, she will be chayeves a karban when her first husband returns. Why? Shelo hitira la ela lihinase. Because the heter for her to move on was only to engage in a halachically sanctioned relationship, but not in an illicit affair. Am Ravina, v'halo t'nan hachi. Furthermore, we didn't learn this way. After all, again, horu bezin laval achas mikomitza samuras patora. The Mishnah explicitly says that Bezdin instructed the general populace to violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, visu lo midi. And there is nothing more to say about this. So we'll say, this is indeed how the Rambam paskins, that halacha lemaisa, again, that in order for this, meaning to qualify this case, when Bezdin delivers a ruling and someone relies on that ruling, the only time the individual is exempt from personal liability is when Beis Din doesn't just simply go ahead and state the halacha, but Beis Din instructs that the halacha could be relied upon halacha lemaisa. When Beis Din says, this is the halacha, and this is how you should behave, they have to articulate that, that's when ultimately, in this case, the individual is freed from personal liability. So the Gemara goes weiter. So remember again, what's the case in the Mishnah? Beis Din goes ahead. Beis Din paskins, that's something which is normally punishable by Karis. Beis Din says, will be permitted. They go ahead and they actively say that which is normally punishable by Karis is in fact permitted. The individual then goes ahead and acts on their psak halacha. So how do we paskin? The individual is exempt from personal liability. The nisni va'asa apiyem. So the Gemara will say, so the Gemara makes an interesting observation. So remember, the Mishnah said, Beis Din goes in and makes an erroneous ruling. V'halach yachid va'asa shogeg apiyem. An individual comes along and acts b'shogeg based on their rulings. Ask him, I don't understand. V'nisni v'asapiyem shogeg lamali. Why do you need the word shogeg? Well, say, meaning what's happening over here? What's happening over here is Beis Din delivered a ruling. The individual is acting upon their ruling as he feels confident that he is permitted to do. Why do you have to add in the word shogeg? That he acts, because we'll say, meaning if you want to be a literalist, is the individual shogeg? Right? Not really, because remember, again, he's acting, he's violating an Avera b'shogeg, because he doesn't have in mind to violate an Avera, but Lamaisa, again, he's acting based on the psak of the Beis Din. And as far as he's concerned, he knows exactly what he's doing. The shogeg over here, everyone's shogeg. He's shogeg, Bezin shogeg, but Lameisa, the catalyst for his action is not shogeg. It's not shigigas maisa. He feels that what he's doing is totally justified. Amarava, shogeg lasuye. So we'll say, Rava comes along and says, you're right. Shogeg is coming to include the following case. Lasuye, horu bezdin shechelev mutar. Both listen to this case. What is it coming to include? It's coming to the following scenario. Let's say Bezin made an erroneous ruling that chelev, forbidden fat, is mutter. What happens? Finis chalif lo chelev b'shuman v'achla. We'll say, watch this case. So it's two parts of this case. Part number one, Bezin paskin that chelev is mutter. Okay, so that's issue number one. Chelev is not mutter, chelev is aser. Okay, chelev is aser and there's an iser kares. But Bezin made an erroneous ruling that paskin chelev is mutter. So what happens? We'll say, I'm standing in my house. I have two pieces of meat. One is chelev, one is shuman. Shuman is mutter, chelev is aser. Based in paskin, erroneously, that chelev is mutter. What happens? My intention is to go ahead and what? Is to go ahead and eat the shuman, but the shuman gets mixed up with the chelev, and I end up eating the chelev. So Rebbe says, now the shail is, what's my status? So remember again, I've eaten chelev. What's the status of chelev? It's aser, but remember what's just happened. Based in paskin, it's mutter. So I end up eating a piece of chelev. But the reason I ate the chelev was why? Not because Bezin said it was mutter. Why did I end up eating the chelev? Because I got mixed up with the shuman. So we'll say, so what's the halacha in such a case like this? Some rabbis shogi lasina horu Bezin shechelev mutter v'nis chalev lo chelev b'shuman. My chelev got mixed up with the shuman. So we'll say, I ended up eating chelev. But the reason I ended up eating chelev was not because I was relying on the psak of the Bezin. It was because I mixed up my fats, right? I mixed up my chelev with my shuman. So what's the halacha v'achlo? Potter. Potter. I will still be potter in such a case like this. APM. APM mamish. So we'll say ultimately again, because if, look at Rashi, APM mamish, kigon shoro based in shechelev mutter v'halaf as APM, lashin the shogi APM pater. Because we'll say, listen to this. Because based on the psak, or based on the concept of APM, I would have said APM means APM mamish. APM mamish. That I'm only going to be pater when I actively rely on the psak of Bezdin. But in this case over here, where I am not actively relying on the psak of Bezdin, I will say. Remember again, I am ultimately, again, I'm getting mixed up. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is coming to include that even in a case like this, where I am not actively relying on the psak of Bezdin, I still will be potter. To which the Gemara says, "Kedamri, Amar Rava, shogeg apiyem hu de potter." We'll say in an alternate version of this, Rava says, "The only time I'm potter is if I mamish act based on the psak of the Bezdin." First wide line, I will say, "Avan is chalif lo chelev b'shuman va'achlo chayif." I will say, in this alternate version, Rava actually holds that what? That if I went ahead and I ended up eating the chelev, not because of the psak of Bezin, but rather why? Because my pieces of meat got mixed up, that I will be chayiv. Milsa the pshit le the Rava, kamibay le the Rani Barachama. So I will say, that which appeared to be pashat, according to Rava, was a shayil to Rani Barachama. So I will say, so just want to point out over here, that we have two different versions of Rava. In version number one of Rava, if I go ahead and I end up eating, right, Bezin paskins chelev is mutter, but the reason I end up eating chelev is right, I will say, not because of the psak Bezin, but because it got mixed up with my shuman, so in version number one of Rava, I'm still potter. In version number two of Rava, I'm going to be chayiv, right, because the ptur is only when I actively acted based on the psak of Bezin. To which the Gemara says, that which was pashat to Rava was a shaila trayim barachama. To buy Rayim barachama, horu Bezin shechelev mutter. If Bezin went ahead and paskin that chelev is mutter, v'nes chalef lo b'shuman. So then what happens? My chelev got mixed up with the shuman. My intention was to eat shuman, not chelev. But my chelev got mixed up with my shuman, va'achlo, and I ended up eating the chelev. So mahu, what's the halacha? Amr Rava said, Tashma, Halach Yachid Va'asa Shogig APM. So if the individual went ahead and what? Performed a Shogig based on the Pesaka based in Shogig al PM Lamali. So we'll say, why does the Mishnah have to say Shogig al PM? Lav la asuye horu based in Shechiliv Mutter. It must come to include the following case, where Bezin said that Chiliv is Mutter. Finis Chaliv lo Chiliv b'shuman, and my Chiliv gets mixed up with my Shuman. Va'achlo, and they end up eating chaylev, not because I'm relying on the psak of the bezdin, but rather why? Because I got mixed up. That's what? Potter. Ultimately, again, that I'm still going to be potter. Dilma, shogega piemu de potter. But maybe not. Maybe the only time I'm potter is going to be when I'm both saying, when I actively am acting based, when I'm acting based on the psak of the bezdin. But I will say, if I end up going ahead and what? Getting my pieces of fat mixed up, and I end up eating chilul because of that, maybe I will be chayif. To which the Gemara says, Igadami Amarava, but an alternate version of this discussion is as follows. Toshma, Holoch Yachid Va'asa Shogig Alpiyem. If the individual went ahead and did a Maisa B'Shogig based on the Psaka the Bezdin, my love Shogig Alpiyem Hu Depater. We'll say, do we not say that it's the Shogig? It's only if you're b'shogeg because you're following the exact psak of the bezdin that you're going to be potter. But we'll say, if I go ahead and what? If I get my pieces of meat mixed up, and as a result I end up eating a piece of chaylev, I will be chayiv. Dilma o shogeg apiem. Perhaps again we'll say, ultimately maybe I will be chayiv, or maybe not. Maybe ultimately, again, Oshoge comes to include even a case where what? Where Bezin delivered the Psak, even though I don't end up eating the piece of Chilef because of the Psak of the Bezin, but because I mixed up. Maybe I'll still be Potter, to which the Gemara says, Beplokta. This seems to be subject of Machlokis. Horu Bezin Shechilev Mutter. We'll say Bezin Paskin that Chilev is Mutter. So Bezin made an erroneous ruling. And what happens? Finis Chalev lo Chilev b'shumen. My Chilev gets mixed up with my Shumen v'ach when I eat it. So we'll say again, remember, same case. I'm eating the Chilev. Why? As a result of my mix-up. I actually wasn't going to eat the Chilev. I get mixed up and I end up eating the Chilev. But it happens to be that Bezin themselves already made a psak permitting the Chilev. Rav Amar Potter. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rav says you will be Potter, and Rabbi Yochanan says you will be Chayiv. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that is how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. That halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Yochanan, in a case like this, where Bezin makes a psak halacha, that Chayiv is Mutter. When will I be Chayiv? Well, excuse me, when will I be Potter? I'm Potter of Potter, Rabbi Yochanan. If I actively act on the ruling of Bezdin. So what that means is, I have two pieces of meat in front of me, and I actively pick up the chaylev, because I say to myself, I'm allowed to eat chaylev. Why can I eat chaylev? Bezdin said I can. That's when I'll be putter, because I am relying on the psak of Bezdin. However, again, if I end up eating chaylev, because of some other circumstance other than the psak of Bezin. For example, I have two pieces of meat in front of me. My intention was to eat the shuman, the permitted meat, but I get mixed up with my meat. And what happens? I end up eating the chilev. In that case, again, I will be chayiv because I cannot claim that I was acting on reliance on the psak of Bezin. I'm sorry? Even mafreya. Correct. Correct. Nesve, which will say, if you think about it, is a very intuitive shita. Meaning the ptur for relying on an erroneous psak of Bezdin is when you are actively relying on an erroneous psak of Bezdin. If at the end of the day, I end up eating chaylev because of my own mistake, just because of my own mistake, I can't ex post facto say, well, I should be butter because Bezdin said it's mutter anyway. That might be true that Bezdin said it's mutter anyway, but that's not why you ate the chaylev. Therefore, it can't be butter. So we'll say, so it's actually interesting. So you could have a situation of two people who ate the same. This is good chalamai trivia, right? Good chalamai trivia. You know, if it's raining and you rained out of Six Flags or something, you sit around the table, right? Little chal. So we'll say, so when can you have a situation where two people could eat the same forbidden piece of chaylev? One is chayev, one is potter. When could that happen? Oh, it happens in this case where Bezin made an erroneous ruling permitting the consumption of chaylev. If Ruvain goes ahead and acts based on the psak of the Bezdin, then Ruvain will be potter. Shimon goes in and gets mixed up between Shimon and chaylev and ends up consuming chaylev, Shimon will be chayev. May say, Yomar is the kasha, may am haret. Ba'asusa. So we'll say again, remember again, that Pasuk when talking about those who go ahead and rely on an erroneous ruling of Beis Din, right, that they'll be potter. So the Pasuk says, Me'am ha'aretz ba'asusa. From amongst Am Ha'aretz. Now we'll say Am Ha'aretz in this case over here doesn't mean Am Ha'aretz like an Am Ha'aretz, right? Am Ha'aretz literally means from amongst the populace. So we'll say, listen to this. This is actually pretty wild. Prat l'mumer. Now we'll say, listen to this. When do we say that Lamaisa Beis Din issues an erroneous ruling and you acted upon that ruling that you are potter from liability? That's when you are normally a law-abiding citizen. But if you are a mumer, if you are someone who normally flagrantly violates the law, you cannot claim exemption based on the erroneous ruling of Beis Din. Prat l'mumer. So ultimately, again, Rashi says, but say Rashi goes on both columns over here. So it's the left-hand column of Rashi, third line down from the top. Prat l'mumer, de'eno mevi karban al shigaga, so de'in mekablin miyado. But say, remember again, as we're going to see, one only brings karbanos for accidental liability, right? If a person violates an avera b'shogeg, b'mezid, there is no karbanic liability. So a mumer, ultimately is someone who we assume violates intentionally, doesn't bring a karban. Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Eino Tzarech, Hareyu Omer, Asher lo se'a sana b'shkaga v'ashem, O Hoda. Hashav miyidiyasa maybe carbon ashigasa. It will say someone ultimately who had he known that what he was doing was wrong would not have performed the action. That's the kind of person who brings the carbon. Lo shav miyidiyasa. But if a person, it will say, would not have, let's say, refrained from the negative activity had he known that it was wrong, ema maybe carbon ashigasa. It will say so a mumer is someone who intentionally flagrantly violates the law. As such, he will not be subject to a karban. V'misa, and I will say, if it's true, we said before, haloshav miyidiyasahu. Ultimately, again, such an individual, this mumer, would not be someone, I will say, who would refrain from negative activity as a result of yidiya. Amar Papa, kasav Rabbi Yochanan, kevan dechi misyadaluhu lebeidina, hajibuhu. See, I will say, since in a Beis Din finds out that what they've done wrong, they ultimately, again, would recant, they would retract. Therefore, again, hu nami hadarbai, this individual, Bosai, would also go ahead and recant, shav miyidiyaso karinambe. Ultimately, again, we call him a shav miyidiyaso. We ultimately call him someone who would go ahead and retract based on his knowledge, and therefore, again, would be chayiv. Amar Rava. Rava says, modirav, Shino mashlam l'rov tzibur. This is actually very interesting. So Rava says that even Rav would agree. Look at Rashi. Amar Rava. Afagav de Amar Rav kinis chalif lo chelev b'shuman dehavi yachid shasavaraz beizdin upater. So I say, even though Rav is the one who said before that what? That when beizdin paskin that chelev is mutter, and this individual mixes up his pieces of meat, and ends up consuming a piece of chelev, even though he's not consuming it because of the psak beizdin, Rav still holds that he's going to be potter. Rav still agrees, she'ein osa yachid mashlim l'rov tzibor, kegon sh'amru beizdin shechelev mutter, ba'alchu chatzi tzibor va'asu apiyem, ba'achlu chelev mamish, v'halach ze v'achal b'nis chaliv lo chelev b'shemin. I'm reading next to Rashi, she'ino mashal l'rov tzibor, v'imevien par, d'ba'inim she'kulam, so listen to this. So what we're going to see is going to come more in the next Mishnah. There's something called par he'elam davar min ha'tzibor, which means that if the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling, and more than 51% of the populace acts on that ruling, there is a special carbon that is brought. So we'll say, watch this. So Rava suggests as follows. Even Rav, who holds that an individual, who Beis Din went ahead and paskin that chelev is mutter for consumption, we'll call him Ruvain. Ruvain comes along and what? Gets mixed up between his chelev and his shubon. Ends up eating chelev. Rav is of the opinion that he's still potter. Ruvain is still potter. Because that's called acting on the psak of Beis Din, even though Atar Vosai, he's not really acting on the psak of Beis Din. Even Rav will agree that individual does not count towards the 51% to establish a majority population for par ha'elam davar min ha'tzibor. My timer, amikra bishgaga. Because most of our par ha'elam davar min ha'tzibor, the pasuk says that the populace has to act bishgaga. Achyu kulan bishkaga achas. We'll say until everyone is acting of the same shogeg, which means what? Until everyone is mamish acting, the majority is acting actively based on the psak of Beis Din. This guy, although he might be free from liability, ultimately what? Is not really acting based on the psak of Beis Din, and therefore cannot be reckoned towards the majority. We'll say, bottom line, what's the take home for our purposes? The take home for our purposes, we'll say, is, in this case, where Beis Din issues an erroneous ruling regarding Chalif, and we'll call him Ruvain, ends up eating Chalif. But why did he end up eating Chalif? That wasn't his intention. He wanted to eat Shuman. But he got mixed up between Chalif and Shuman. We'll say the way the Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa is that Ruvain will be Chayiv. He cannot claim exemption under the umbrella of the erroneous ruling of Beis Din. Why? Why? Because at the end of the day, that's not why he ate the chalev. He ate the chalev because he got mixed up. So what's if he passed like Rabbi Yochanan? Therefore, there will be personal liability in that particular case. Says the Gemara. Okay, bein sha'asu va'asimen. So we'll say, remember again, this is now talking about, the Gemara is now fast-forwarding to the second part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah was where the Beis Din issues an erroneous ruling, says Chalev is mutter. And there's someone there who knows that Beis Din is wrong. Whether he's a member of the Beis Din who's been outnumbered, or he's just the Talmud Chacham, there is capable of Psak Halacha. So remember again, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said now, whether Beis Din, whether he acts together with Beis Din, or he acts after Beis Din, or he acts by himself, he will be Chayim. To which the Gemara says, Lamalei v'misnei kol hani. Why do you need all of these examples? Bishlama resha lozu afsu katani. So we'll say, remember again, the Mishnah follows a style. The beginning of the Mishnah was, Beis Din made an erroneous ruling, and then you have an individual who hears the psak halacha. So the way the Mishnah reads is, Bein sha'asu va'asimain, whether he acted together with Beis Din, whether Beis Din acted and he acted afterwards, or whether Beis Din didn't do anything and he acted based on their advice, or based on the psak, so he will be pater. The Mishnah uses the same, and that's what's called lozu avsu. Again, it's just stylistically, we include all the possible variations of the case. Ela seifa dilichiyuva ipchami baile. Paul said the seifa, which is coming to tell me that what? The Talmud Chacham will be chayiv because he should know better. So Rabbi will say, the best case would alter, we should actually list it in the reverse, because the Maaseh, you're coming to teach me that what? That he's going to be liable no matter what? To which the Gemara says, Amad Beis Rabbi will say, Zu vein tzarach lomar zu katani. Einachinami Rabbi will say, the truth is, I don't need to list all the different variations of whether he acted with it, together with the Beis Din, after the Beis Din, without the Beis Din. But again, once we're writing it, we just include all the variations in it. Okay. The Yada Achas Man Shatou. Excuse me. Shatou. O Talmud Vray Lora. So we'll say, so for example, again, if one of the members of the Beis Din realizes that, so we'll say, remember again, Beis Din acts based on majority. You could have a situation where what? Where Lamaisa, again, one of the members of the Beis Din realizes that the majority has made a mistake. Or what? There's another Talmud Chacham there who's capable of psak halacha, who realizes that there's an erroneous ruling that's been made. To which the Gemara says, "V'yada echad mehen sheto o Talmud v'ray lahora sotarti lamali." But say, why do I need both of these cases? In other words, what the Gemara is asking is as follows: if you look at the lashon, it says, "V'yada echad mehen sheto o Talmud v'ray lahora." Why does it have to say Talmud and Ra'ui Lahora? Why do I need both of those statements? To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava Itzrich, Sagadai Tchamina, Hani Mili, Gamir, Visavir. So it's an Amar of thought. What's the case where there's personal liability? If a Talmud Chacham realizes that the Beis Din issued a Psak Halacha that was erroneous, Amar of thought that what? It's only if he's Gamir, but say Gamir means he is an accomplished Talmud Chacham, Visavir. Savi Rashi says is Maven Davar Mitoch Davar. It's not just that he has a lot of knowledge, but he knows how to apply that knowledge to other scenarios. However, again, about Gomer Velo Savir, Lo. But I'm at a thought, for example, if he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he does not know how to apply that knowledge to other scenarios, maybe he should not be Chayiv. Therefore, Kamashulon, the Mishnah says, whether he's a Talmud Varay Lohra, needs to two different stages. Talmud means he's a good Talmud Chacham, big Talmud Chacham. Roi lo ra means he knows how to apply his rulings or his knowledge to other scenarios. So we'll say whether he's either of these personalities, he realizes that something is wrong, and therefore what? If he follows the psak or the Beis Din, he will be chayiv. Amar li Abayi. Sorry, I lost the place. So Abaye says the lashon of hora indicates to us that he is both gamir and savir. Therefore, he has the knowledge, he knows how to apply it. Amarle anahi kamina. This is what I mean to say. Imehi hava amina. If we just would have learned it out from this lashon, I would have thought as follows: Haningili gamir v'savir. Aval gamir velo savir lo. I might have thought that if he just has knowledge but doesn't know how to apply it, maybe there shouldn't be personal liability if he acts based on psak of the Beis Din. Therefore, again, Tana Roy Lahora. Therefore, the Mishnah says that he is Roy Lahora. Mishnah Yisera, we learn from this extra lesson, we learn, Afilu Gamir Velo Savir, Savir Velo Gamir. So again, what the Mishnah is going to teach me is as follows. That even if he's not the most incredible Talmud, so we'll say, first of all, it's interesting that there are different levels. There are some people who have knowledge, but lav dafka that they know how to apply that knowledge. There are some people who understand how to apply principles, even if they are not in possession of all of the principles. The point that the Mishnah is trying to make is what? Is that if you are the kind of person who possesses enough knowledge to what? To know that the Beis Din made a mistake, then what? You have absolutely no right to rely on the psak Beis Din. So whether you are a Talmid Chacham, has a lot of knowledge and can apply it, or has a lot of knowledge, can't apply it, or again, has limited knowledge but knows how to apply it, bottom line, if you know they're wrong, then the ma'isa, again, you cannot rely on their psak halacha. And if you do rely on their psak halacha because you say, hey, it's Beis Din, so if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, you are not exempt from liability. You will have karbonic liability if you are in fraction. Roy lo ra. So we'll say, if a kind of Talmid Chacham was fit to give psak halacha, kigon man. We'll say, what's an example, or who is an example of a Talmid Chacham who is fit to give psak halacha? So Amar Rava kigon Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoma. We'll say, the examples of it would be people like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. Rashi points out over here, Shayosh lefnei chachamim, v'yiru'uyin lehora kidamrina v'verakamim de Sanhedrin, danu lefnei chachamim, Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoma. So we'll say, these were individuals who used to discuss halachic resolution in front of other rabbanim. Amar le'abaye, ki ha'igav na'mezitu. I don't understand. So we'll say, so what the Gemara seems to be saying is as follows. The Mishnah is teaching me is as follows. That if you have a Talmud Chacham who is right lahora, like a Shimon ben Azai or a Shimon ben Zoma, and what happens, they're both saying, they go ahead, so Beis Din delivers a ruling, these individuals know that it's incorrect. But yet what? They go ahead and they conduct themselves in accordance with this ruling. So what does the Mishnah say? They can't claim exemption because they are operating under the umbrella of Beis Din. So the Gemara says, Abai said, one second, of course they can't claim exemption. I'd say even worse, which is what? Such a person is what, Rabosai? Such a person is amazed, right? If they know that ultimately, again, that the psak of Beis Din is wrong, right? So again, a simple case. Beis Din ruled that Chalev is mutter. Shimon ben Azai comes along and says, well, Beis Din ruled that it's mutter, so he eats Chalev. So the Mishnah tells you that what? The Mishnah tells you that what? He can't claim exemption based on the Psaka. Beis Din is going to be Chayev Karban like a regular shogeg. And the Gemara says, he's not a regular shogeg. I will say, what do we call that? It's called the Mezid. He knows that the Psak Halacha of Beis Din is wrong. Yet what? He is still going ahead and eating the Chalev. Rabbi will say, that's called Mezid. To which the Gemara says, L'tameich, Hadisanya, Basosa Achos. Rabbi will say, what does the Pasuk say? Basosa Achos. When if you go ahead and commit one of the Averos, Yochit Ha'ose Mipi Atzmo Chayiv. If an individual goes ahead and what Rabbi will say, goes ahead and does something wrong, based on his own understanding of things, he will be chayav a karban. Baraz Beis Din, but if he does something wrong based on the psak halacha of Beis Din, then what? Potter. He will be potter. Ketzad, I will say, what's the case? Horu Beis Din shechelev mutter. Beis Din pasken chelev is mutter. Beno de la echad mehen shatau. And one of, right, the Talmid Chacham knows that Beis Din made a mistake. O Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Vareilo Ra Kigon Shimon Ben Azai. And let's say, or there's a great Talmud Chacham who's sitting before the Beis Din and realizes that Beis Din made a mistake. Talmud Chacham Shimon Ben Azai Yachol Yehei Potter. You might have thought that this Talmud Chacham should be Potter because he's relying on the Psak of Beis Din. Talmud Lomar Baso Saachos Yachit Ha'osa Piatzmo Chayiv. If an individual will say goes ahead and acts of his own volition, he will be chayiv. Ultimately, again, Bahoraz Beis Din will be potter. But if he acts based on the volition of Beis Din, he'll be potter. Elehi mishkachasla. So we'll say, so what is the case? Listen to this. Kegon diyada da'asar. So we'll say, we're trying to figure out over here is as follows. Explain to me the case of where you have a Talmud Chacham who realizes that Beis Din is wrong. Beis Din is wrong, but yet he relies on the psak of Beis Din. So what you're telling me is, he's not potter, he'll be chayiv a karban because he is considered to have acted b'shogeg. But here's the question, if he knows that Beis Din is wrong, and he still commits the act, then what? That's not called shogeg, that's called mazid. If it's mazid, then what? But say mazid doesn't bring a karban. Only shogeg brings a karban. So tell me the case of a Talmud Chacham who knows that Beis Din is wrong, nevertheless follows the psak of Beis Din and is chayiv to bring a karban because he's a shogeg and not a mazid. What case is that? But say this is amazing. Kigon the yada da'aser. The case of Osir is where he knows what Beis Din permitted is in fact Osir. V'katoy, listen to this. B'mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. Oh. I'll say, watch this. So in this case, for example, the Talmud Chacham knows that Chaylev is Aser. He knows that Chaylev is Aser. And he knows the fact that Beis Din permitted Chaylev, Beis Din made a mistake. So we'll say, so where's his shogig? His shogig was in the mitzvah of Lishmo Adivrei Chachamim. We'll say, there is a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanon. Right? There is a mitzvah to listen to the Sanhedrin. Lo sasem in hadavar ashiyagidu l'cha yaminu smol. Lididinami the Toba Mitzvah Shmo Divrei Chacham. So we'll say, watch this. This is really quite amazing. So the case of Rav Osai is as follows. The Talmud Chacham knows that Lamais again Beis Din made an erroneous ruling regarding the Chalif. What's his shogeg? He thinks that the mitzvah to follow the words of Chazal applies when, Rav Osai? Applies when? Even when they make an erroneous ruling. Therefore, he follows. So that's his shogeg. His shogeg is not really in the Chalif. His shogeg is in the scope of following rabbinic law, which I will say, by the way, just to give you understand the svara of that, you know, the pasuk says, Lo sasam in adavar shegidul chayim in the small. You can't veer from what Chazal tell you to the right to the left. So what does Rashi HaKadosh, Rashi HaKadosh Kol Sikimur, what does Rashi say in that pasuk? Afilu yagidu l'cha sheyamin small, usmol yamin. Even if Chazal tell you that your right is your left and your left is your right, you still have to what? Yourself listen. So we'll say, so you see this concept, that to a certain degree there's a little bit of like a blind allegiance to the words of Chazal. Now we'll say, so what we begin to see, and we're going to discuss this more, is that there's a limit to that. There's a limit to that, obviously. So in a case where Beis Din is objectively wrong, and it's clear that they're objectively wrong, you cannot go ahead and rely on their Pesach Halacha. But the case of Shogeg of the Mishnah is where the Talmud Chacham knows like this. He knows that they're mistaken about Chalev. He knows they made a mistake about Chalev. But yet, what does he do? He still eats the Chalev. So what does the Mishnah say? He's going to be Chayiv HaKarban. Now, by saying he's Chayiv HaKarban, what does that mean? What does it mean? What's his status? He's a Shogeg. How is he a Shogeg? He knows that it's Asr to eat Chalev. He'll say he's a shogeg out the mitzvah to listen to Divrei Chachamim. He thinks that even in this case, you should listen to Divrei Chachamim, and that's why ultimately, again, he consumes the chaylev. That's the case where we'll say where ultimately, again, he will be chayev out to show you, he'll bring a karban, and that is amazing, incredible. So let's go just a little bit weiter. Zaklav, hatola ba'atmo chayev. So we'll say the Mishnah ends off by saying, this is the principle, if a person relies on his own understanding and arrives at a mistaken conclusion and as a result does something asr, he will be chayv. The Bible says, he's talking about keys of shogeg. So he accidentally does something, but his accidental commission of an avera is based on what? Is ultimately going to be based on his own mistaken understanding, to which the Gemara says he will be chayv. La suye mai. So we'll say, what does this come to include? La suye meva'it bahora. We'll say, comes to include the following case of a person, I will say, who normally, again, rejects or rebels against rabbinic authority. So we'll say, so listen to this. It's actually quite interesting. So someone who, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, La suye meva'it bahora. Shim hayaragil lihios meva'it bahora. We'll say, this is actually an incredible case. Somebody normally rejects the rabbis, right? He normally rejects rabbinic authority. Then the Sanhedrin goes in and paskins that chelev is mutter. So I'll say, you know what happens? No one, right? No one likes the rabbis until they do, right? So suddenly what happens? Normally, again, not the rabbis, the rabbis, the rabbis. Until they say something I like, right? Then what happens? Suddenly they said, chelev is mutter. Ooh, I love rabbis, right? Chelev is mutter. Absolutely no problem. I'll rely on that psak. V'halok zeh ha-mevayit v'asapi and v'achal chelev t'chayiv. Ho'il v'huragil lios mevayit hashta nami mevayit. U'kishu ochal chelev mipi atzmo hu oseh.
Now,
this is really fascinating. What it's saying is something really, really fascinating, which is the umbrella of exemption for relying on rabbinic authority when rabbinic authority makes a mistake is only someone who what? Who normally follows the words of Chazal. So if I normally follow the words of Chazal, and then the Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling permitting chelev, and therefore as a result, I consume chelev. So we'll say that's the case when we'll say that I am potter, because ultimately, again, I'm relying on Beis Din. Rabbi says, so what happens if I'm the kind of person who is normally mevait bara? So mevait bara means I normally reject. Literally, I rebel against rabbinic authority. Now the Beis Din says you can eat chelev. I eat chelev. So what's my status? This is what's fascinating. My status is a shogeg. Now, I want to be clear. Interestingly enough, I'm not amazed, because at the end of the day, I can't be amazed when Beis Din said that something is mutter. So if Beis Din said that something is mutter, and I act based on the psak of Beis Din, but I'm someone who normally rejects rabbinic authority, so to say that I'm potter, no, that's where we're not going to go. Because I'm sorry, we're not going to give you an exemption because you rely on rabbinic authority, but you normally reject rabbinic authority. But what it will make you is a shogeg. So you have to bring your own karban for accidental violation of an aveira. Incredible. Tola Beis Din. Similarly, again, if one relies ultimately again on Beis Din, what does that come to include? La suye horu Beis Din biyadu shechatu bechazru bahen. But say that'll come to include a case where what? Beis Din realized that what? Beis Din made a psak halacha. Chelev is mutter. Then what happens? Beis Din realized they made a mistake. Chazru bahen. They recanted. So we'll say what happens. Now the issue is, the individual didn't hear they recanted. So he heard that what? He heard that they issued the psak about chelev, but he didn't hear that they issued a follow-up psak saying the first psak was wrong. And he acted based on the initial psak. So the boss said, then what? He'll still be potter. Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's on the right hand side, almost a little bit right across in the Gemara. Bein sheviu kaparasa men shelo viu, v'halach hayochid v'asa pien potter de tole bebezdin hu, or b'rishus bezdin hu osa. So we'll say, this is actually a very interesting case. So two interesting exemptions. So exemption number one is that if you're normally someone who is meva'it bahora, you don't listen to the rabbanim, so if the Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling, and you act on that ruling, you can't claim coverage under that ruling, rather you're treated as a regular shogeg, you have to bring a karban. And exemption number two, we'll say, well, if Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling, even if Beis Din goes ahead and what? Recants. But you didn't hear about the recanting, right? So you still acted based on the psak Beis Din. So we'll say, even if, say, here's the chiddush. Beis Din issued a ruling on Monday, said that chelev is mutter. Then what happens? Tuesday, they go out and they recant it, but I didn't hear about it. So on Wednesday, I eat chelev. And we'll say, now we'll have to qualify, by the way, the scope of that. Like, how far does that go? 2.5 years later, I eat chelev. Right? I heard that obviously there's going to be a limitation to that. We'll discuss this in greater depth. But the idea is, if I go ahead and I rely on the erroneous psak of Beis Din, even after they recanted, I'm still going to be part of it. Also, we'll just do a few more lines and I'm going to stop for today. So the Gemara says, Habahedjakatanila. But that is going to be tomorrow's Mishnah. We're going to learn that explicitly. To which the Gemara says, you're right, Tani Vahad Mefarish. Our Mishnah just makes a veiled reference to it, And the next Mishnah expounds upon it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. However, again, says Mer Bachachamim. When the Chachamim say a little bit different. Yochid Sha'asa Ba'oraz Beizin Chayiv. The Chachamim say, Rabbi, say that what? That if Yochid act based on the psak, based on the Hora of Beizdin, he will be chayiv. They're both saying, so what does that mean? What does this particular case mean when the Rabbanan say that if an individual conducts himself based on the psak of Beizdin, that he will be chayiv? So my Rabbi Huda, they both say, what sheet of Rabbi Huda is this? This Sanya, im nefesh achos techata bishkaga ba'asosa. So we'll say literally, if nefesh achos, if a person, techata will sin, bishkaga accidentally, ba'asosa. When he performs one of the mitzvahs or one of the averas, Kosh Baruch Hu says he can't do. Hare elu gimel miyuter. And we'll say there are three exclusionary phrases. There's nefesh, achos, and ba'asosa. Those are all limiting personalistic phrases. Ha'osem epi'atz mochayiv. We'll say if a person acts of his own volition, this is bishogeg, acts of his own volition, he will be chayiv. Boras bezdin potter. But if he acts based on the rav bezdin, ultimately he'll be potter. My rabban, we'll say, what's the sheet of the rabban? On this sanya, adayin ani omer miut kal shechatu chayavin. If a minority of klal Yisrael sins, they will be chayiv. We'll say, meaning chayiv a carbon for their shogeg. She'in bezdin mevin al yedein par. Because we'll say, we're going to clarify all of these halachos, but essentially, Beis Din issues a psak halacha, and what happens? Actually, I take that back. Strike that from the record. If a miut, right, if a minority of the kal, of Klal Yisrael, goes in and does something inadvertently, they'll bring karbanos for their shogeg, right? Because Beis Din does not bring a karban based on the actions of a minority of the kal. Rov kal shechatu, yupturin. If the majority of Klal Yisrael did something inadvertently, yupturin. We'll say they will be exempt. Who's the they? Klal Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael. Why? Shari bezdin mevien al yedein par. Now we'll say so again. We've now just introduced something new. We've just made a huge jump. Well, say, up until now, what we were speaking about was individuals who are acting based on the psak of a Beis Din. What the Gemara just did, and even though it's not really our topic now, this is the next Mishnah, the Gemara just made a jump, Rabbi Osai, to situations where the majority versus minority of the Klal made a mistake. So what the Gemara just says is as follows. If the minority of Klal Yisrael did something inadvertently wrong, they bring Karbanos. If the majority of Klal Yisrael did something inadvertently wrong, they, the Klal, do not bring karbanos. Why? Shari bezdin mevin al yedei empar. Because they both said with the majority. Now we're getting again. The Gemara is going to clarify this. But when the majority of the klal acts upon a psak halacha, an erroneous psak halacha of what? Of bezdin. So ultimately, again, bezdin has to bring a karban on behalf of the klal. Talmud lomar me'am haaretz afilu ruva va'afilu kula. So we'll say, I don't understand, but the pasuk says, Me'am Aretz, right? When members of Klal Yisrael sin, which sounds like what? Afilu Ruba, even if the majority, even if all of them. So B'mai, what are you talking about? So Ilema B'shigagas Maisa Beizin Shelo Bara, if you're telling me that Klal Yisrael made a mistake, right? They committed inadvertent Aveira, but Beizin never made a Psak Halacha, so Beizin Maya Vidatayu. So we'll say, if Beizin never issued an erroneous ruling, and what? Just the majority of the population made a mistake, it's not Beizin's problem, that's Klal Yisrael's problem. Shelo Baraz Beizin, so if you want to say that it's a case where Beizin did not give any level of Psak Halacha, then, excuse me, Shelo Baraz Beizin, Beizdin mi maisi shelo bahora. Will Beizdin go ahead, Rabbi Osei, and bring up psak halacha without going ahead and what? Without going ahead and delivering an erroneous ruling. So we'll stop over here for today. I'm sure I'm going to record a little bit of this later on, so we'll get to the top of Gimel. But I will say, but the idea we're leaving off is as follows. So we'll say, so now, what are our takeaways for today? So a number of very interesting takeaways. Number one, halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah teaches us that if an individual goes ahead, Beizdin delivers a ruling, an erroneous ruling, which would normally have a chiyuv kares, and someone relies on that ruling of Beis Din, then what Rabbi Osei, they will be pater. However, we've qualified that ruling. What's the qualification? If somebody ends up going ahead and ex post facto relies on the psak of Beis Din, but didn't intentionally rely on the Pesach HaBeis, and then they will be chayiv. What was that case? That was the case of Bosei where what? Where halacha lemaisa, what ends up occurring? What ends up occurring is, Beis Din says that chilev is mutter. I end up getting mixed up between a piece of chilev and shuman. I end up eating the chilev. I will be chayiv for that case. If, however, again, someone who is sitting there, of Talmud Chacham, who's capable of Hora, realizes that Beis Din made a mistake, and he still relies on the psak of Beis Din, then what Rabbi say? He will be chayiv. Chayiv for shogig. I, isn't he amazed? No. Rabbi say, what's his shogig? He's shogig about the scope of listening to Divrei Chachamim. And then Rabbi say, we go ahead, and what do we see? We see from this case over here, that halacha lemaisa, the exemption is only for someone who normally respects rabbinic law. But if somebody normally rejects rabbinic law, then halacha lemaisa, again, they are not covered under this. If Beis Din issues the erroneous ruling and Beis Din recants, but I didn't hear about the recanting and I rely on their Beis Din, and I rely on that psak halacha, I'm still going to be potter. Now, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara introduces us to the new concept about what happens of majority versus minority relying on the psak halacha Beis Din. We are going to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach.